This is Afternoons with Artand and Hart on WEEI. On WEEI.
Nemeas Cata making an impact last night. I thought he had some real nice plays, certainly on the offensive glass. He had a ton of offensive rebounds, a couple of putbacks, some lobs. My favorite play, though, that he had in the whole game was when Curry was got loose on the right side there coming down the wing. And it looked like he had an easy layup, and Cata comes flying up from the other side and blocks him at the rim. That was a great block.
Do you know he was the only starter with plus minus?
No, I didn't know that. I would not have thought that.
Plus 13. Every other starter not named Tatum was minus 11.
Wow. Interesting. Even White, huh?
White was, minus 11. Tatum was minus 5, and Cata was plus 13.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So he's the best player on the Boston Celtics.
Definitely the best player on the team. I think that's obvious. But whether you think that, no one thinks he's the best player on the team. But whether or not you think he can be a rotation player, I think he proved that he can. I think that he proved that he's certainly able to do that. He doesn't shoot from the outside now, which is, and neither does Cornette really, but this is something that I think is so vital to the team and their makeup and how they run their offense. But he was able to add that Time Lord Robert Williams dimension to the offense that you haven't seen since he left. I mean, really, you haven't seen it in a couple years. He didn't see it last year much with Porzingis. Porzingis didn't play that much, and when he did, it seemed like he was more of a, on the outside, but he did post up sometimes. You had a real lob threat there, and they didn't really respect it until Looney came into the game at the end, and even he couldn't do much about it. Cata was very active. He was getting a lot of rebounds. He was getting his own rebound a lot. That happened a few times, which I think boosted his numbers still. But, hey, you got to be active even to get your own rebound. Then get to the free throw line. He hit most of his free throws. Like, I was pretty happy with his whole game, I'd say.
I kind of want him to be designated dunker guy. I don't really need to see him doing anything other
than dunking. Baby hooks and stuff. Yeah, the rest of it wasn't so great.
If you can't dunk it, take one step and then dunk it should be his game. I think they will evolve. I thought they got a little lob happy a couple times where I don't think that needs to necessarily be the best option.
Right.
But I do think he's a guy that is going from fill-in minutes to, maybe there's a role for this guy even long-term when guys are healthy, rotational-type minutes. And the other issue is just developing him in case Porzingis. I think we all have trepidation towards Porzingis
absolutely
being healthy.
I mean, how couldn't you?
And there was some talk on the broadcast. I'm not to pretend that, I've been watching his evolution every step of the way for the last couple of years, that he's starting to realize that he can be better than he is and that he can be a pretty good player. And I mean, a poor man's Rob Williams is probably where it's at, but also could be a healthy man's Rob Williams.
Sure.
So maybe that balances out the value of this guy. And maybe long term also an option, depending on how things play out with Horford or Porzingis or other guys down the road.
Biggest question mark in the next couple of years is what are you going to do at the big position? And if they have a guy who doesn't cost a lot of money, who's right there in the roster already, that's a pretty nice thing to have. The only thing that I didn't love was on the defensive side down the stretch. I felt like Kevon Looney was killing him on the offensive glass. At the end of the game, he had those two putbacks. Draymond had a putback, or he got the rebound and got fouled or whatever it was. And I feel like Cata was down there for at least two of those. One of them, and this happened all throughout the game, pretty much every time he was in there, Curry tried to hunt him out. And I thought he held his own okay. For a big guy trying to guard Curry, I thought he did okay. I didn't think it was I'd rather him out there than Horford or Cornette trying to guard him. I thought he was better than both of them. And that's usually who Curry goes for. Curry loves messing with the big guys.
Correct.
And either shooting over them or getting them to turn their hips and then going around them and laying it in, which he did a few times. He did it to Cata. He did it to everybody. But I thought it would be a lot worse. Let me put it that way. I thought Curry was going to make him trip over himself or something, and he didn't. So.
And the more I watch him, the more I'm intrigued as to what he can be with reps and developmental time. Like, I don't think, and I mean, I'm pretty sure Cornette is who he is at this point in his career. Certainly Al Horford is who he is, which is a good player, but an aging player with limitations to his game. I feel like Cata has maybe some upside that, and I don't know where that'll go. Maybe he has already tapped into it, and maybe there's downside when people start to say, oh, you're going to play him some minutes? We'll take advantage of that kind of thing. So there's the back and forth there.
Yeah, I think they got something there. I thought he played well. Not enough to win the game, obviously. And there were some times down the stretch with Looney on the defensive end where it seemed like he was just getting overwhelmed. But in general, I thought he had a positive impact on the game. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones. Billy's in Taunton. He has some thoughts on the Celtics last night. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, by the way, you could also grab the otter by the neck. Other than that, I was going to say the Celtics always have the same trouble. is a half-court game slowing down, like really grindy, protect the 3-point line.
All right, your phone's breaking up, but it does sound like he's trying to talk about the half-court game, and that, in the first half in particular, I thought was very stagnant Absolutely. Half-court game. And I don't know if that was because Tatum wanted to take over or he wanted to establish the offense going through him or what exactly it was. He ended up having to make a lot of extra passes. But as soon as they got off to that lead, right, they were up 14-3, and then I feel like Golden State just started really doing whatever they wanted to. And the Celtics offense, that's when the turnovers started. I thought that was, yeah, it was not great.
And Drew Holiday did not play well. Mm-mm. I thought he looked a little sluggish, slow, lethargic. I don't even know what it was. And then you look at his numbers, 0-for-6 from 3. He only scored 6 points. I did not think it was one of his better performances. So now you're down Jaylen Brown. You have a bad game by Drew Holiday. Yeah, they're deep. Yeah, they have 5 of the top 50 player, blah, blah, blah. But you weren't exactly at full strength when guys are playing like that.
No, I'd agree with that. 617-779-7937. Kelly's in Amherst. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's up? I love your guys' new show. Thanks, Kelly. The talk about the Celtics. I love the Celtics talk. So real quick on Kata, currently my Facebook picture is actually Jaylen Brown. Okay. And I am thinking about putting it, switching it to Kata. Wow. He is real, real hot. I liked the way they were playing with him the last couple games. Obviously, he came on strong in Indiana. I agree with what you said a moment ago about they were kind of forcing the lob. I think they can find down the road ways to kind of incorporate that, especially in transition. But I won't call him the poor man's Rob Williams. Obviously, overall, he's no Rob Williams right now. But he's got an agility and a quick nimbleness to his game that Rob did not have. I love Kata.
Thanks for the call, Kelly. I thought Rob did have that. I thought he was pretty nimble. I thought that was a part of it. On defense especially, because you remember in that Ime year, they let him sort of roam around. Like, he didn't really check anybody. He was just down there in the paint, and they let him roam around. He blocked a ton of shots, and I thought was pretty nimble about it. You know what I mean? Like, I thought he had good footwork. I thought that was all good. Kata has a lot of those qualities. He has a lot of the qualities.
I thought Rob Williams had some of that Dennis Rodman quick twitch, could go down and back up before a lot of people could kind of recoil and do it again. You know, the other thing about Kata, this is a minor thing, but he's from Portugal.
Right.
Obviously, in Massachusetts, we have a very strong Portuguese population, especially down my way.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he could become a sort of popular player in that way.
Yeah, probably.
The Portuguese fans.
Why not? I also liked that he wore number 88 because it reminded me of Antoine Walker when he came back to the Celtics. Remember, he was on like the Hawks for a year, and then they either traded for him or he came back. Someone else was already 8. And I forget who it even was, but then, he had to wear 88 for like a couple weeks. Or I don't know if it was even a whole season, but he had the 88 jersey. You don't remember the Antoine Walker 88 jersey?
I don't.
Yeah, back in the 90s, that's what we did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he did.
Because the 88 definitely sticks out.
It definitely does, yes.
And I was actually looking to see if there was like a reason for it. I didn't see anything.
Al Jefferson was on the team.
Oh.
Al Jefferson was number 8. Antoine came back. He's 88. Jefferson switched to 7. That's what happened.
Oh, look at you.
I just looked it up.
Oh, I was going to say that. And then a year later,
to
your mind very clearly.
Jefferson and all those guys got traded for Kevin Garnett, and the rest is history. Perk was on that team, by the way. Our good friend, not necessarily friend of the show, since we obviously have Scowls back, but Kendrick Perkins back on those old Celtics teams before they bottomed out, and then traded for Garnett and Ray Allen. Anyways, the Celtics, I think, have something there with Kata. Would have loved to have had a win last night just to sort of tie this off, because we are going to talk a little Red Sox. There's a lot of Red Sox news here to discuss. But just to sort of tie this off here with the Celtics, it's not the end of the world. They're 7-2. They're still one of the top 5 teams in the NBA. I'd still say they're, top 3, really. But we had expectations that involved them winning these type of games and getting off to a hot start. Right now, they have a winning percentage that would, over the course of 82 games, they'd be a 64-win team. And that's exactly what they were last year. And that's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, really, 64 wins and winning a championship, so long as they do that, obviously, is all that matters. And no one really cares when all is said and done. But we had expectations. We had expectations that maybe are beyond where they're headed right now. That's all. I mean, it's fair to say that. And it doesn't matter one way or another if they win the championship. But just something to keep an eye on. 617-779-7937. The Red Sox, according to John Heyman, interested in Juan Soto.
Told you. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, that's adorable, Heyman. We'll get to that next.